Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
What do they call it? Like jap slaps or something?
Yeah, yes, I think that's it.
And I was like, jap slaps.
I didn't know.
That's a nice one. I didn't know that until I moved here.
Yeah, culturally, I didn't know, like, when I moved in with the white family, I didn't know you're supposed to feed a dog every day.
Oh, shit. we had cats. Let's
pause it before we get too far in here. Let's do a little call sign so these people know they got the right place. This is an earful in the Emerald City, and you guys are listening right now. Thank you guys for joining us. If you listened last week, you knew we had some big changes coming here. Shoddy, the godfather who helped start it all, he's chasing his 15 minutes of fame, and he's heading out to greener pastures. So
Mississippi,
Meridian. There's one that people don't know, but luckily for you guys listening, we got two replacements here that I think they're going to fit the bill. I think we'll be all right here. You know, I mean, we've had plenty of racism talk already, so we're definitely off to a good start here.
We're talking race stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing. But let's keep it going though. I like this topic, Jack. You know, I like what you're saying. Like, we got to see this from both sides. We got to see everybody's got a little bit of racism in them. You know, I don't care who it is. It's not always what color is that person. A lot of times it has to do with their lifestyle and the way that they do things.
That's why I said it's culture. Culture.
It's, mm-hmm. It's how you... different. This is Marcus, by the way. It's how you present yourself.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sorry, I didn't even introduce you guys. I apologize. We got Marcus Netters over here. You guys know him. He loved the guy.
Hopefully I'll be less controversial.
No, we want more, actually, to be honest. We need more here. Right, cool. And actually, we got a really big poll here. Came through for us. Thankfully... big guy on the local Seattle scene here. No. The one and only Mr. Jack Ballard is joining the program today, guys. Jack Ballard. So
it's funny how other people view you. I'm just an open micer like you guys. I just occasionally get to host shit.
That's all right.
Hey, that's good. That's a good attitude to keep, Jack. Keep it humble.
Dude, so back on the race thing.
Let's go to that because I'm gonna join this.
Recently told me that I was wrong apparently for years. I didn't know Cambodians were the blacks of Asia.
Yeah, they're the lowest tier.
What do you mean by blacks?
The way you're treated in society. Cambodians apparently are the lowest.
Like all Asians look down on.
So we're agreeing that black people get treated the most like shit.
I just posted a thing about Yemen having black Muslims who can, their only job they can do is pick trash. They can't do any other jobs, and they live in like the slums of Yemen. And I was like, that's in a place where there's no white Christian males. It's just a place of other Muslims. They're like, no, these dark Muslims can't. In India, they have a caste system, and the lowest people on the caste system in India are the darkest Indians.
It's a cultural thing. There's this video going around of like black and white kids, and there's like a bunch of like black and white dolls. And like point to the one that's bad.
I've seen this.
Everybody points to the black one, even the black kids. So there is a cultural thing. Yeah. But are you going to let that ruin? You going to let that dictate your life? Is everybody out to get you? Mm-hmm. I can only go off personally. I did a show with a comic, and I was telling him like nothing's bad. I love the cops. Nothing's bad happened. He was like, you never been pulled over for DWB? I was like, nothing's happened to me. Nothing. I've got. You know why? I'm a professional driver.
That's what I do for my job.
Mm-hmm. I know how to drive. I don't speed. And, I don't look that black, but
you're still dark enough.
Very fair skinned. Yeah. Very fair skinned,
but
Jack.
Bad shit happens, can you let this? I'll get personal. I've been molested, man, but I don't let that shit ruin my life.
I've seen
being molested that ruins somebody's life.
Right. It's how you deal with it, I guess. Yeah. But I mean,
I'm not saying they're shitty because they can't get it past it. I'm just like, okay, that happened. Now what do I do? Do I let that dictate my life?
Mm-hmm.
Do I let it?
There's a lot of sense. Yeah.
People get sensitive. You just can't just like, okay,
can't focus on it. I don't know.
Maybe I'm fucked up for not like.
No, but dwelling is one of the worst things you can do. It's the worst way to spend your time.
I've done it before.
Just dwelling.
Yeah, I've done it before. I was upset when my ex-wife had an affair. Shitty things have happened to me, man. Shitty things have happened. Oh man.
Sit back on. I don't know. That's why I also don't like nostalgia that much. Even though nostalgia is a good thing, as far as like it's always a positive memory. I'm still like, Can we focus?
Yeah.
Move forward.
We got a lot more work to do here.
I don't take pictures because I'm like, what? I remember. I was there.
I don't take pictures. I am bad at rewatching movies. Like when people are like, I watched it a million times. Like I saw it once. What? Is there a new movie? Next one. What are you doing?
I enjoyed that experience. Sequel, I'm ready for another.
Yeah. What's the next one? But everyone's like, oh, you remember that one time? Like, can we make a new one? What's a new memory you can make?
I'm not like a romantic. Like this. Like it goes like.
I used to be.
I get in relationships and. Women get sick of my shit 6 months in. So I just want to do 6 month relationship because I'm not romantic. If it's your birthday,
you don't get jealous.
No,
I don't get jealous anymore.
Not anymore.
That now gets me in trouble though.
Yeah, I not anymore because I was I realized you can never go all in again.
Nope.
I was so broken.
Yep.
Over that other shit. I'm like, oh, never go all I'm in. Out. The most you go in is 80%. You got to keep 20% of yourself in case this goes south. That way you can. I'm still me. This shit's still going. You never go all in.
You still have to have an identity as a person. Yeah, I mean, you have to have something that is sacred to you.
Never go all in.
You don't want your girl to be your best friend?
Nah.
No, I don't either. I just like that statement.
You remind me of a joke. Like, my girl told me I was her best friend, and I told her she was in my top 10.
That's good.
Maybe that's why it didn't work out. But I'm like, you can't go all in, man. No. That shit hurts too much.
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts a lot. And then, like, it's a... I don't know. I like living here, but I said there's lots of, as far as relationships up here. It seems like there's a slippery slope, very slippery slope.
I got stuff to talk about relationship. I'm just getting out.
All right,
if you're gonna try to find somebody who's gonna love you, you need to be an interesting person. Otherwise, you're going to lose their focus and their attention at some point, and they're going to be done with you. They're going to be done. You need to have your own identity. You need to be doing your own shit. You got to be interesting. You got to be exciting. Yeah. You got to be ambitious. You got to be trying to learn shit.
Yeah, on both sides.
Yeah.
There's no, like...
And that's an individual thing. You got to have that in yourself.
Patrice O'Neill said this, like, because I'm great, why does that mean I have to love you? Because I'm the shit. Why does that mean I have to love you?
Yeah.
You have to be the shit, man. Yeah. You got to have your own shit. You got to be, you got to be desirable.
Right.
And I'm trying to get back to being desirable. That's my shit right now. I was low, man. Mm-hmm. I'll get personal with you guys. Like, I realized, man, I wasted 34 years of my life being a nice dude. Wasted it like, we can be equal and everything. Yeah. And I wasted it in just... bad relationship after bad relationship, and just realized like I got this thing, dude. I make too much money to be in my position right now.
Right,
where I don't have my credit shitty,
right.
So I can't get my own place.
Oh, see, that's the blackest thing.
Yeah, that's the blackest thing about losing my credit. And I get people get mad if you tell me if you make decent money,
right?
And you tell them how much you make, but I'm not rich,
right?
But man, I'm doing well.
I'm doing okay for yourself.
I like take
you got
home.
Some kids to pay for. You got some bills.
Even after all that, it's like
still okay.
Yeah, I'm still getting like $1,000 a week in cash in my hand after all the taxes. After $250 goes to child
you're
support.
Still like, I'm up.
After
I'm up.
I got $1,000 in my pocket.
Yeah,
and so that's good money, man. But I shouldn't be living in my fucking car. And it's not like every time I tell somebody that.
Yeah.
I have great friends. They're like, no, you stay with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've been leaning on people for 34 years.
Man. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been underachieving for 34 years. Yeah. I got to stand on my own too.
Yeah.
I got to stand. I can't, I can't be like, oh,
it's stressful, just, man.
Yeah.
It's freeing.
You need to, have some pay stubs. You go into some apartment complex with some pay stubs and you're like, we'll make this work.
Yeah. But this turns to the housing thing. Work. I talked about that one.
It's so expensive. I don't know how you guys live.
How do
you guys live?
You know, so we're getting personal. No, here goes my story. So, So I moved
for a treat
up here from Colorado, and I found a $500 a room in a house with eight other people.
$500 fucking dollars.
But it was 10 or 15 minutes away from my job.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay.
Did you get your own room for $500?
It was just my own room, but the house was like one of those. I guess they stopped it right when I moved up here. So So that was $500. So then my next spot was four of the roommates in that house. We all like each other. We're all cool. We should look for a place for ourselves. Let's try to find something. We found, and the more people you get, the cheaper it is. So the four of us found a house in Kirkland for $1,900. So four people. Well, I'm sorry. It started with four, and then one of them got a couple. So then it was five people with the $1,900. So you're paying $400-something for a house. Like it was a nice house. So from there, I moved to Kenmore for $300 because there was a kid who was going to have this house for 3 months because the lady who lived there was like, you can live here because I'm going to go move with my boyfriend and my lease isn't going to, I'm not going to break my lease. So I did that for a month. And then I ended up moving in with Robin because she was like, you can crash on my couch because that whole situation, those kids were like a bunch of trapped. They were crazy. So I was paying her $400. So I'm like, I don't want to break. Because in Colorado, I had a house to myself for $975.
Jeez, let's go to Colorado, man.
Oh, no, now, not no, anymore, no, dude. Not anymore. Now,
not it anymore. Got, now the weeds.
Yep. As soon as I moved, it messed up everything as far as everyone's like, I got to move there. So I'm like, I don't want to break $600 a piece. And it's like, I don't mind living with people. I can deal with everybody. Like you said, it's like, I don't care your shit, whatever. I walk away. Where I'm at now, I pay $550 in Lake City. I had a lot of friends who aren't comics. After I left living with Robin, I texted all my friends, like, you know anyone who's got a spot? And this lady that I had delivered medicine to, she was like, I know a lady, it's $550, blah, blah, blah. Now, I'm fine with $550.
I know a lady. That's a good real estate lead.
Shut up. It was fine. My issue after that, after how much the rent is not that it's the deposit, the first and last month's rent, and all that other shit where I'm like, that's where you get fucked because you're like, I saved up all this money. And the next thing you know, you're like, I'm broke for a minute. Yeah. I got to hermit up.
Yeah, it's...
That's the where the cost comes in when you're out constantly moving like that. This, and you're constantly
this
paying
place
those.
You live in is dope. It's
that's
one of
what
those things. Like so, I'm about to kill you and take your spot.
No, I said you should move. I just move.
It's crazy. Like, all
right, this is over.
It's crazy. Like when I say, like, how do you guys live? Because I make good money. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but I can't live with people. I'm too old to live with people. And my kids are too old not to have their own room.
Right.
Can't be sleeping in the bed with me. It was 9 and 7, man. That shit's done.
Right.
And so I'm at the point, like, on the weekends, I get offered every. I sleep in my car now on choice because I live with my mom, I guess, because I got to take my kids there because I get them every weekend.
Right.
And so I live in my car and I. I'm already too deep in it.
I was gonna say
awesome. And so I sleep. I get a place to sleep, and I'm at the gym right away.
Right.
I'm like, okay, that's why I'm getting in shape again, because what am I going to
do? You also got the shower.
I got the shower. It's great,
man. I also was for a week.
Going to relax.
I got a shower. I got
lounge around, like, in your front seat.
Man, that's what am I going to do? That's why I'm like getting shit done, because I'm like, I'm going to sit in my car all day. I deleted all the games off my phone, except Pokemon. That's pretty good. And then I'm like trying where I said I lived my first half of my life half-assing it.
Yeah.
Just underachieving. I'm trying to achieve, man. I'm setting goals, writing the shit down, and that's where I'm at. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm happy. People are like, how you doing? I'm good.
Right.
Because I was in a... I was not good for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I was not good for a long time. I was just like in a relationship where I wanted to leave and dealing with somebody who... I don't want to put her business out there, but just dealing with somebody who has like, oh, there are people who are not on the same planet as you.
Yes.
And like, whoa, how does your brain work?
Yeah, how do you...
How
do you function?
Yeah, you live in a different place than I do. A
parallel universe.
Those arguments are weird, right?
Yeah, it's like, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
You're 100% positive that I said that.
Yes.
I didn't say...
Do you start wanting to...
It's the way you said it, Jack.
It's the way... I've been told it's my tone.
No, it's not... Like, I didn't say those words. Or you said this. And I was like, no, you just told me that. No, I didn't.
Like, you did... But you want to record it, right? You're like, I just want to hit record.
Yeah,
just record this horror thing. But I never know when the argument's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's when you get the phone slapped out of your...
Bro, that's the issue is I never know when the argument's going to happen because I never get into the argument.
I got shit on my phone. I recorded.
Oh, no. You recorded
some?
I had to, man, because she... Man, I don't... Like, I'm trying to be like... Are you going
to
tag me in this? How does this work?
We'll talk about that afterwards. We'll see where this goes.
I've had... It might not have been her. It could have been a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else. Wasn't this one. Wink. Okay,
we can see you.
Being a, I've been in a relationship where you get hit.
Oh yeah, I've been popped a couple times, but like yeah. I'm the one where my mom was, if a girl hits you, you can hit her back. But I was always like, but if it's a girl, sometimes yeah. their hits suck. Yeah.
Yo,
being, and I can hold.
Yeah,
you.
Being hit. I didn't want to do any of that. Being hit, and then be like, I'm gonna call the cops. Then I'm gonna tell them
that you hit
me.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and I'm just like,
I've never had that.
I'm like, wait, you can do that? What?
And
that's cheating. That's no. The cops are who I call to protect me.
We have to
me.
Trust women yeah. when they make rape allegations.
Yeah. But that's Jack, cheating. Okay? If you
we
tell
always
them
have
that
to trust
I did
women.
Something that I didn't do.
We always have to and trust then, them then, and take them at their
the
word.
The thing is, she was like, "Oh, I was just mad, and I said that. I know that's inside there now.
Yes,
I know that is inside you.
You know it's. Mm. You know it's a possibility.
Now my foot is out the door because right. I know that's inside.
Yeah,
me.
I know that if anything ever happens.
But man, it's like it was a shitty situation.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm no longer with
her. Were you
her.
Staying with her?
Yeah, we were living. That's why I couldn't leave her because I felt like, oh, I can't leave her with the bills and my thing. Yeah. Oh, I couldn't do that. And
that's a weird thing as a guy. It's like, I don't want to.
The nice guy in me. I
yeah,
can't
the nice
leave
guy
her.
In you. I can't. That's,
I can't leave
who
her with
do
the
such
bills.
A, yeah, it's the worst. I know.
I can't do that. We still have a lease.
Yeah, we got
she
plans.
Can't she can't afford this
yeah,
place
she can't
by,
do
herself.
It by herself.
And that's the nice guy. You just got to be like, fuck, man, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't.
Sorry.
And I tried leaving several times, and just like, oh. I
mean, did you get like
yeah,
sadness?
Yeah, yeah.
No. I was really just
no, not the you. Thing, did the, you just, get the sadness?
No, yeah, just not wanting to upset people.
The thing like with the cops in this state, just so for you guys' personal records here, this isn't even comedic, but you it depends on who calls them. Whoever calls the cops,
yeah.
The other person is going to get fucked. Yeah. It doesn't matter. So, you know, if she wants to pull the cops card, yeah, you're going to get fucked, definitely, yeah. even but if you didn't do nothing.
Honestly, it's changed my views on a lot of stuff where it's like, if I vocalize my views, which yeah. I'm doing here, which right. hopefully doesn't come back, like, I real like, oh, man, it made me, I'm like, I'm trying not to hate women.
You
I'm
try
trying
to walk on
not to hate women because all this bad experience I've gone through, my wife cheating on me. I'm trying not to hate women.
That's what it is.
Because that's what racism is.
Yes.
Black yeah. people steal yeah. from you.
Yes.
Now I hate black people. Like,
right.
I have a joke about hating dogs because I've been bit by dogs so many right. times. I hate them. I
now,
don't like
now,
dogs.
Now the whole species.
Now the whole species. And
wolves,
I'm like, man, this hyenas. Is how it happens. This is how people get racist. Some
right.
bad experiences. And I'm no, it's not all women's
you,
fault,
you
man.
Try not to generalize all women. Yeah. The problem is that when women make the joke, here's my problem. When women make the jokes on stage is when I tune out, when I've heard them make a joke and I'm like, I've known that girl.
Yeah, I'm like, man.
My brain goes, dude, I'm out.
I got you,
it's
weird. It's a battle. I'm like, oh, man, all this bad experiences. And I'm like, man, okay, it's not. It's just the bad stuff that
yes.
happened.
Now, yeah.
put it behind you.
Someday you're the pigeon, someday
and,
you're a statue.
And I still got, like, well, right now I joked about it. I need a girlfriend.
Right.
A friend who's a girl. Just the way I grew up, like, I'll tell you. Like, I used to be 315 pounds, man.
Mm-hmm. I've seen your Facebook page.
Yeah. Man, I had to lose 115 pounds
okay.
before I even got a hug from a girl.
Oh, they don't talk. No, what? No, you can't get body shamed. They got to accept you.
No,
who
no,
you are.
Dude, I was a 22-year-old virgin, man. I never even hugged a girl. And so I am very not weirded out. It's just.
You know how it is from the outside
yeah.
watching.
And so
from
when a girl like hugs me or touches right. me, I'm like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. What's your intent?
Yeah. I'm like, I was not, it's buried in me, man. Yeah. It's in there deep where I'm like, what do you want from me?
Was it because you had girls who only used you before you lost the weight?
No. I was not desirable.
Yeah, not desirable. I'm still just, like, were you a friend of someone?
No, man. Just,
really?
No, women didn't want, they didn't
Jesus
want,
Christ.
I mean, friendly.
Right, but no, see, like, okay, I'm the one where I always had girls who were my friend, where yeah. I would learn all the insight yeah. on women, and I was like, they're fucked up.
No, yeah. I was never not talking
to
them.
I still have lots of girlfriends where I was like, you listen to me, like, they're fucking.
I'd like a girlfriend. A friend
listen,
who's a girl.
Let me tell you, Jack, that I got plenty of them, and they're completely overrated.
No, man, I would like one. I don't know what.
I love all of them, but
yeah.
but you know,
I guess when I say a girl, because I'm friends with girls,
yes,
but I don't text them. I don't say, hey, let's go hang out. I don't be like, hey, what's up? I don't, you know, call them names and
respond
bust them
back,
bust their balls. I guess
I said like, if you send me a message and there's not a question in there, I have no reason to respond to it. That's like one of my text
statements. Yeah,
yeah. If it's a statement, I'm like, okay, cool.
And it's weird, man. I'm a good guy. I don't want to be a nice guy anymore.
Right.
But I do want to be good.
Right.
I want to be righteous.
Right.
I don't want to be a hypocrite. I want to be positive.
Yeah, Amon Ra, brother.
But
yeah.
I don't want to, Jason McBride brought this up. He's a comedian in Seattle. Like, his dad told him, don't kill yourself with courtesy.
Right.
And then that's what I did. Like, laying over, like, oh, here, you can have this.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to be selfish, man. Yeah. That's what this online shit. Mm-hmm. I'm too selfish to be getting into that, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. Like, that's what happens when people fuck you over. Like, yeah. Everybody. Yeah, man. I think a lot of guys, they've had a couple bad experiences with them. I know I've had mine. I won't get into them. They're boring as fuck. They're whatever. But it's like people just, they're not malicious all the time necessarily. But they end up doing selfish shit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it ends up fucking other people over. And a lot of times they don't do it to fuck you over.
Yes.
But they just see some kind of opportunity or something that mm-hmm. they want. And they're just going to go for it. And it doesn't matter how much it affects you or how much it breaks your heart or tears you into pieces. You know, they just don't care. People are just selfish.
Mm-hmm. Also, I want to put a disclaimer. Like, I'm not perfect.
Correct.
Yeah, my wife.
You fucked somebody over, Jack. Don't give me that innocent look, all right? Come on.
Like, my ex-wife had an affair. Like, I wasn't in love with my wife, man. I got married her because she got pregnant again. And like.
Shotgun.
No. It was on me. I'm a nice guy. I'm like,
I can't do it. Yeah, like, I got it.
It's one of those things, like she, like, I lost my virginity, but then I met her after that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just, she was older than me and just kind of grabbed me and took me along for the ride.
Right.
And, okay, we have a kid. Because, like, you know, when someone says they're on birth control,
yeah,
and all of a sudden they're pregnant, you're like, okay. And you're like, yeah, we got to move in, I guess. And then, so I'm like, all I'm thinking is I think I was 25 when I had my first kid.
Okay.
And she's four or five years older than me.
Okay.
And I'm just like, okay, I guess this is my life.
Yeah, I guess this is what happens.
And I guess. I guess I'm doing, and like all of a sudden I was like, wait, I just got desirable. I just became a person not sitting at home playing World of Warcraft.
Right.
Just got out and this is what I'm doing. And so I was nice.
Right.
I just wasn't in love with my wife, man. And the guy at her work, he had feelings for her. Boom. She left me for him.
Yeah.
I was mad for a little bit. They're still together. They got a kid now. I see him all the time. But I got over that. I'm like, I got two good kids.
Yeah.
My kids are dope kids. They're nice, a little nerdy, but they're good. I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
They're nice boys. And I got I get to be a dad on the weekend and I get to be me.
Right.
I get to not be in that life.
So in the end, you're like, it worked out.
Yes.
Right.
He freed me. I don't hate him.
Right. Huh. But at the time,
man, I was like, man, why couldn't you just say something, man? Why didn't you guys do this to hurt me? Yeah. You would have been like, it's not working out, Jess. Let's get divorced. I'm like, cool.
Right.
You're right.
Right.
don't do this and let me and I catch you like texting him online. I'm like,
that's what I was going to ask.
At the time, like my, like I was depressed. I don't know what depressed.
You were down.
I was bummed. I never felt that I didn't have a Facebook. So I'm like, who cares about me?
Right.
Nobody cares about me.
Right.
And so I never had a Facebook. Like, who is so interested in me that
they want me to have
and
me.
So she had a Facebook, but I'd like to check stuff online for Facebook. And so her Facebook was on my computer and she was on her laptop. And I pull up Facebook because I wanted to check I was into UFC a lot. I want to check a UFC fighter's page or something.
Right.
And I could see them typing in the lower corner.
Oh, yeah, a little boop boom.
Yeah, yeah, because they're typing and it's popping up here. And I turned around and looked at her. I was like, you know, I can see what you're typing. And her face just all the color drained out. Plus she was white, so it didn't pick up.
She's cast
extra pale.
She's extra pale. And she's like, what? And then it was like, it was bad for a bit.
Right.
Did she not think you were going to see when you're sitting right next to her?
I don't know. See, I think at some point you get comfortable.
Like, I was on the computer and she was on a laptop back there.
And I think at some point people get comfortable when they're doing something a little bit shady. They get comfortable and they just lose track of like.
And so, you know, I got, my relationship with her got worse recently with the relationship I just got out. There was good things about the relationship I was just in. She opened my eyes about how like.
Stuff.
Like with my ex-wife, how she was kind of manipulative.
Oh,
was manipulating me. And like when she wanted something, she was nice. But, and my ex was just like, she's very like a helicopter mom where she's so protective. Where I get, but like too much. It's like where my kids are little pussies, like that kind of shit.
Right.
Like she won't put them in sports because she's afraid.
They'll get
like
hurt.
That. Yeah. So it's bad. Like I want to get them into stuff.
Yeah,
but it's like,
man. Put them in stuff.
She has them 5 days a week. I only get them on the weekends. I can voice my opinion. This is what I think.
But
she's the, you know, custodial parent.
She's got the higher percentage.
Yeah.
Man.
But the relationship I just got made me realize, point out, like, because my ex would make it seem like, oh, I could do this to you if I wanted to. And then, like, my ex-girl, she had, like, soldiers under her who went through that stuff, and she knew all the stuff back and forth because she would help them out a lot.
Right.
And she was like, you can't, she can't do shit to you. And I was like, that's right. And I told her, you can't do fucking shit.
Right.
And then, and so the relationship got rocky.
Oh, because you because were getting, I was like, you were just, getting secretly coached
I just
up.
Didn't care. But the thing, she was too aggressive. She made it worse where she was texting him. I'm like, I get in a fight with her. I was like, let me handle it.
Wait, the ex-girl, the girlfriend yeah, was texting the ex-wife?
Yes. And I was, like, no, no, you let me handle it. And she just like, it's like one of those things like where she pulled my man card. I was like, fucking do something about it then. I'm going to keep doing it. Like, it was one of those things like, oh, man, you can't be equals.
No.
Like, it's going to sound barbaric, but it's one of those things like, put your foot down. No means no.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You, no mean can mean no for you. Me too.
Well, I don't know if it was on here where I said, like, I feel like men, excuse me, we have to converse before we decide to do anything with the person we're with. Yeah. I feel like women can just do it.
Yeah.
But we have to be like, you think it'd be okay if I said this to her? And be like, I don't know, man. We got to
It's one of those things like, it's, you know, people like, oh, I can't believe you said that. And less accountability.
Right.
Just like, I can point it out. You get free, like, all of a sudden I get something because I'm black, you know? Man, you're just a fucking nether white comic with a beard, man. You have to be amazing to make it.
To me.
I just got
to
be good, man.
Yeah. The toughest.
I just got to be pretty good. You got to be.
White guy with a beard is the toughest division.
You got to be the comedy.
You
just have the most schools in
to
your,
go pro,
your
man,
division.
You got to be the Michael Jordan of white guys with beards. Oh, yeah. I can just be a funny mixed guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, it comes back to what we were talking about earlier. Like you were saying, equality. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at girls, a cute girl in the comedy game. Oh my God, your options are endless.
They will get built.
The world is
they
your
will get
oyster.
Immediately, yeah, but I still think
Facebook
you have to
likes,
be, you have to
man.
Be talented.
Yeah,
dude, I was on fire when I was going through the shit I'm going through. Like I was just, you know, when you're just comedy brain is in tune.
Plenty of new material.
I call it the three H's.
When it's just in tune and like, it's not even, I'm not even coming up with this. It's a gift from the universe.
No, it's
coming in my
H's.
Brain.
No, you were in the three H's. It's there's three H's you have to deal with to be a comedian. It's hungry. You know, you got to get over. You got to get over being hungry, happy, and homeless. If you get those three, you're going to be a really good comedian because those are three H's, man.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, well, I am homeless now, but I've like I have a really good job.
You got
like,
over.
Oh, I have this thing. Like, oh, I can't lose this security, right. But. We'll see.
See, but
I thought the three H's were Triple H. She was a wrestler.
Oh, Herman Helmsley.
After Herman Helmsley. Wrestling joke.
That guy's running shit over at WWE
now,
man.
Running.
He's like,
yeah, yeah. He had three H's. What were we
he's like
about?
Vince McMahon's right hand guy.
This is his son-in-law. What were we talking about?
I started talking about women and then I got distracted. Now this is what that comedy show would be if it was allowed. I don't know if it's actually happening. That's what I'm still confused
talking
about.
Talking about chicks getting booked.
It's happening. Oh, Facebook likes.
Yeah.
Like, I was on fire. I was like, oh, this shit is, I'm tweeting, it's hilarious.
Right.
7 likes on Facebook. But I'm friendly with some female comedians. Mm-hmm. They'll just talk about something that happened. 150 likes.
Yeah.
You know who matches that? I'm friends with Jose Bolaños and Juba Flag. They're radio hosts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Being an attractive woman is like being a local celebrity.
Yes.
As far as Facebook is concerned.
Being an attractive woman is like being a celebrity in just the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. The power you have over the random man is
amazing.
A hot 23 or 24 year old, they don't even understand it. I mean, if they did,
no, they
they'd be a lot more dangerous.
But again, you're not,
they'd
you're
be
seeing
a lot
all
more
women.
Dangerous.
That's just them. Cause I like an unattractive woman. She has it rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they actually got to develop a personality.
Here's the thing. You say that she has it rough. Someone's still going to fuck her. There's still a genre in porn.
Yeah,
not
but people
you,
have,
but there's still a genre in porn for ugly chicks. There's still a genre.
Yeah, but people have fucked you, Marcus. You know? I mean, crazy things have happened.
Shots fired.
I watch it so many of those. Wow. Oh,
the lights are off. So
you just thug-lifed you.
No, there's someone for everybody out there.
And,
you know,
like, and, you know, people might listen. I don't know what your reach is. And we might get shit for this.
It doesn't matter. We're just having a talk,
man.
It doesn't matter.
I don't want to be a nice guy. I still like mostly everybody.
Yeah.
We're not coming at anybody. We're just speaking the truth.
This is my perspective, man. I can't have this perspective. I have to think a certain way.
Yeah.
How dare you, Jack? How dare you?
I have to, or I'm evil. I can't just be nice.
You're just a cisgendered male, just like the rest of them.
I can't be just the golden rule.
No.
Be cool.
Apparently, being an individual with your own opinions and thoughts is it's fine as long as you
agree
with everyone
else
up here.
A positive person and be nice to people and have them be nice to me back.
Right.
Man.
Yeah, but what is nice? No,
just, you know, just pleasant. Pleasant.
Just pleasant.
Be pleasant.
Somebody looks at you and smile at them, you
don't,
know?
Don't just be smile. Angry don't. At me for,
don't
like...
Don't tell me to smile.
I guess, and like, and people, like, just off stage, even on comedy, like, you can be cool. I mean, I'd like it better if you guys were funnier, but we could be cooler. But, no, but I was shitty when I first started, too.
Yeah,
there's, like, people, there's people to this day don't think I'm funny because they remember when I first started. There's comics to this day
they
don't think
a grudge.
I'm funny.
They held, like, a comedy grudge.
Like, I know I'm not funny.
Right.
But I'm not the best.
Right.
There's shit I got to work on that I'm not good at that I... But it's like, I do well.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good percentage.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, I acknowledge my... I'm very self-aware. I know, man, I've been doing these jokes for a while.
Right. I'll change it up maybe.
No, it's just like, man, I don't think of anything funny like that. Something has to happen, and then I make it funny.
Right.
And sometimes nothing happens, man.
Yeah, sometimes it's...
Sometimes like, life is slow, you know? There's and a slow cycle.
You still see, need those reps.
Mm-hmm.
I still get on stage.
Yep.
These comics and be like, oh, Jack's doing the same joke. Because you know how I know that? Because there's comics who I'm like, man, he's doing the same joke.
Yeah.
But I'm like, hey, I'm in that boat, man. I'll try something new, but I just get better at talking. But I'll get better at that joke.
Right.
Oh, that joke will be a honed samurai sword. And so I can whip it out and kill somebody with that joke.
Sharpen it.
Oh yeah, keep that joke sharp. But man, I get it. But is the audience laughing? They didn't have that joke.
That's really who matters. When you go to those mics where it's mostly comics, my goal is then to like, well, I'm going to try to see if I can make them laugh because if the comics can like get what you're doing, I'm like, all right, I'll try to keep that one and work on it and keep it somewhere.
But sometimes like it's like the comics, you got to be dark, man. If I want to do a, like even our area,
you got to dig deep.
Our area, say Jai Tai.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do a cute joke about my kids. That shit ain't going, they don't give a fuck.
And yeah,
I got to do some Louis C.K., my kids getting fucked in the ass by something gross. Something like, man, I don't think that way. I skew.
Wait, in Jai Tai?
I've done cutesy stuff there.
Like, no, I'm saying like the...
I mean...
Are also, you saying... Because I feel like they are...
I mean, just younger people. Like who don't have kids and not interested.
Right, right. That's what I was... Well, you were talking about like as far as you talking about kids.
I'm not saying about Jai Tai the place. I'm like the crowd. It's a younger crowd, man. What the fuck they care about kids? They ain't trying to have kids. They're all on the pills and UTIs and EDTs or whatever it is.
They're all empowered.
They're getting blasted in, no kids. Like shit like that. And so like they're not going to... Like, okay.
Yeah.
Dad.
Right.
That's
what
I am, man.
Oh, he's a breeder. Yeah, actually, I think he'd be called a breeder. And
one thing, like, a lot of times I don't like go to parties and like stuff with comics because, man, it's like I'm a lot older than a lot of them.
Mm.
And it's like I'm going to be the old guy at the party.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see you at open mic. What's up, man? How's it going? Good. How's your neck? Yeah, I know you hurt your neck. It's good. Okay. But, man, if you want to hang out, I've done it a few times, but she was like, ooh, I'm not this.
I feel
you can't say that about all of them, but that group of people definitely. Yeah. But you got to get used to that though, man, because there's going to be new people coming in constantly, and if you're going to stay in the game, you're going to keep getting older. There, sweet cheeks. I hate to tell you, but
you have to realize, like, change your goals. Because I'm like thinking about it, man. I started so late. I was a week from being 31, and I'm looking like I'm older than Hannibal Buress. I should have made it by now.
If you'd have started when, I don't look at it that way. I look up comedians who started late, and then I look at people who didn't get their first thing until late. Mm-hmm. So I'm always like, comedy's a thing where you, like you said, hone it until someone's like, this guy's pretty good. Maybe you'll start at writing something. Yeah, and then it'd be like,
everybody's got a different pace. Everybody's got a different pace, and it's not the same
for comedy,
everybody.
I don't think there's a rush for it.
Yeah, true. And there's like lessons that you try to learn. Like I have this lesson that I keep not learning, and that's prepare.
Oh. Prepare. Yeah, I'm shit at that.
Yeah.
Prepare. Because you know what preparing is? Work. Mm-hmm. Fucking, it's work preparing. Like, this isn't supposed to be work. It's supposed to. It's still, you got to work at
still
it.
Work. Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to come natural. No, you got to work at it. Like, I couldn't tell you all my jokes, man.
Do you write them?
Sometimes.
He doesn't even write them down. Yeah, not even all of them. He just kind of.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, you just, you brought up something about me saying my girl's my best friend.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that's funny.
Oh, you just popped up in your head, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have a joke about that. Yeah, when I say she's top 10.
Yeah.
But it's like, I sometimes write it. I text them to myself sometimes. But I don't know how long they are. I did Monty's show. Monty Taylor, he's a local comedian. He has a show in Renton. And I did it last week. Did great.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I'll just do great again. But I didn't prepare.
Right.
I didn't prepare. I'm doing my jokes. I'm like, I don't want to do these jokes. I want to do those jokes.
Right, that I had.
But I'm already into this.
Right, I'm too far.
And I can't not do this. And so I did.
Pulled for the ripcord.
Dude, I did good for 6 minutes.
And then
I was doing an 8 minute set.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, ooh.
And those last two is what you're
going to
remember.
Yeah, and I was supposed to do a 10 minute, but I was like, fuck, I just ain't going nowhere. They're not paying attention anymore.
Oh.
Like I bombed last night. It's good to bomb. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're like, oh, wait till I get up there. But everybody bombed. I was like, oh, this is shitty, Mike. This is just shitty. Yeah. They're not here for comedy. You know what happened then? Chris Rodriguez came up and ripped it.
Yeah.
Where was this?
This was Liquid Lime.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that, man.
It was horrific.
Was it just the audience?
Yeah, because they were there for some finals of a competition. So
the karaoke.
Yeah, they were there for the finals. The place was packed. And they're just in their own thing, doing their own thing. You'll maybe get them for a couple jokes. You get a pocket paying attention. Everything will get quiet. Oh, they're paying attention. Why didn't that joke land? They're all paying attention.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And then, so I was like,
Chris went up.
I did mediocre. I'm like, oh, and I was like, oh, Chris, you don't want to go up. And he's like, fuck it, I'll go up.
Right.
He showed up after the thing was almost over. Ripped it. And it's like, oh, that is a skill. I told him it was inspirational because I need to learn that skill.
Yeah. How you do that?
He told me, oh, you just go out there and just fucking let your dick hang out. I'm like, I don't let my dick hang out.
I'm still nice.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't.
Thought that'd be rude.
It's one of those things where like
mushrooms. Like I just, face.
You got to realize you're a performer.
Yeah.
Not a joke reciter. Yeah. You are a performer.
Yeah.
And not a joke reciter. And I'm like, you know some of the best sets I ever had on Molly.
On drugs?
On Molly. I had.
You heard it here, folks.
Mm-hmm.
What? I mean.
Yeah, well, I thought he meant on top of a girl named Molly.
No, yeah. I'm talking about a girl. This girl, okay. Molly, came with me.
He wrote her on stage.
Yeah, I was doing some new material with her. You know, we were going over it.
Because I was free.
Yeah.
I was into it. I was acting out.
Inhibited.
I was boom. I was. Stuff was coming. Yeah, I was just not worried about what people thought about
me. Right.
Because I've spent so, like, trying to be liked by everybody.
Yeah.
And then,
I hope they like
you're
this.
You're never going to get them all,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, man. Some people just not going to.
You're never going to get them all.
Those comedian who lived here didn't like me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why doesn't it? Like, I didn't let it bother me too much. I'm like, huh, he just doesn't like me.
Yeah.
It was one of those things like I got stuff really early that I shouldn't have got, like hosting at Laughs 3 months in.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know everybody wasn't getting that. So he would ask me if I want to host. I'm like, nah, I don't want to host this week. I didn't know. I didn't know. I thought everybody gets to host that last.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to know?
Right.
It's funny. Here's a true story. I did so well my first. Did you have any topics you want to talk about?
We'll get into
When I first started comedy, I did very well my first five times. And I was like, oh, this is easy.
Right.
I'll quit my job in 2 years and I'll be a comedian.
Yeah, I'll be in Hollywood.
I did really well. I had some racial stuff I would do. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, man, this is, it's funny. I did some show or open mic in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And like the racial stuff I has is just, it was about black people.
Yeah.
About like me being, joking about that I'm afraid of black people.
Right.
Like I think the joke was like, I'm half black and half white. And it's interesting the different traits I get from each half. Like I get my love of white women from my black half. And I get my fear and mistrust of black people from my white half. And there was shit like kind of racial stuff that I would do because I just thought it was funny.
Right.
And I had this hillbilly guy come up to me and was like, never quit. You're hilarious, man. You need to keep going. Keep going. You are hilarious. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
And I realized, oh, like I'm the angry white guy whisperer. Because I say shit that they, because I like what I say where I think they should be able to say what they want. Like a white guy like Adam Norwest, hilarious dude. He doesn't let people bully him from stop talking about race. He just makes it undeniably funny.
Yeah.
Because, like, the audience was like, you shouldn't be saying this.
He's like, I'm going
to
talk about it.
And there's, like, and it doesn't go, it goes back way. Like, I talk about I'm not black enough for white guilt to apply to me.
Yes.
Because I'll say some shit, and, like, the audience was, like, not with me. I'm like, hey, I just saw that black comic.
Make a sort of.
Just, like, and you guys lapped it up. What the fuck was that? That wasn't even funny. And you guys loved it. I think this was, I thought this was gold, what I just said.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I'm not black enough for the white guilt to apply to me.
Yeah.
And so,
no, it happens. Like,
the
benefit I tell people, like, I have the one where I'm talking about, like, the benefit of my name and my voice is that anytime I do a phone interview, I get the job immediately until I show
up.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah. So I said, like, it happens all the time. For a while on Xbox, my thing was, you don't sound black, because I had, like, a black avatar, and people were like, no, you're not. Why do you have that? And I was like, a lot of people watch certain things, and that's what these people do.
That's putting, like, I hate the word wigger.
Oh, my
I hate it. You know why? Because it says you're white. You're not supposed to act this way. You have to act a different way.
Because
I've been called bougie, Uncle Tom, just because of the way I sound. I had relatives like thought I was a bill collector. I'm like, no, it's Jack. I'm just saying hi. I can't help it.
You got 20 bucks, though?
Dude, I wish my voice was deeper.
Yeah.
I'm fucking 6'2", 230. I got a high-ass voice.
On that Pokemon thing, y'all trying to get me, and I was like, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Y'all trying to make me yell into this mic, and I was like, I'll do my best.
I'm as tough as tissue paper, man. It's like one of the reasons, sorry.
No, I was going to say, I've been in confrontations with people. I've had a fight, but I was like, but it wasn't me who started the fight. I don't like the fight. If I don't have to, why?
It's one of those things, like growing up with a bunch of gang members.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been this bigger since I was like 13. All my older brother's a gang bigger, sister, gang member, like a bunch of my sisters are gang members. You think I got fucked with? Yeah, nobody fucked with me.
Oh, because.
Nobody fucked with me.
Outside of the family.
Yeah, no, like they knew who I was,
that's
family members with.
That's their,
I don't know how to fight with shit.
Right, but since then it was like, I know what's up. You're like, okay, I'm good.
Eighth grade, I got in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me. I was actually the aggressor there because I was in a bad mood. It's stupid.
Right,
that's the only fight I've been in. That's why I love the cops. That's who I got to call, man. I don't know how to fight.
For real, dude. For real. You are the angry white guy whisperer, though.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, at this point, I think you've triggered me a few times already today, Jack. So, you know, if you could watch your hate speech, that'd be great.
It's one of those things where I don't, I don't know if I said this on, I love being black. Mm-hmm. But that's not my first thing about me, man. Mm-hmm. That's like my fourth thing is that I'm black.
That's the first thing you see, but after everything, I said, everyone's always surprised when I have when I know a bunch of nerdy stuff, but then I start talking about car stuff. I'm like, how do you? And I was like, I like stuff but
hip hop music.
It's the worst. Well, it's like I listen when people say, "What's your favorite type of music?" I was like, I listen to everything. I even like country because I like Jason Aldean's "Flyover State." And everyone goes, "You listen?" I was like, I listen to music, mother. You can't do that.
Yeah, don't. Put me in a fucking box.
Yeah, put me in a box.
Don't say, that's why I hate wiggers.
Yeah.
That's why I hate the word wigger. Because you're trying to put that person in a box. Yeah. You're not allowed to like that stuff because that's for them. Mm-hmm. It's not for you.
Yeah.
I can like whatever. I'm a person, man.
Yeah.
I'm not a category.
Yeah.
I'm not, hey, man, you're black, so you have to like hip-hop music. You have to like smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
You have to like fucking fat white girls.
Yeah, like us. You gotta
credit scores gotta be below 580.
Don't you like basketball?
That's true.
Yeah,
and like all this stuff has to be like, that's not me though. I can't have seen every episode of Star Trek before it went on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. I said
I saw every episode.
No, I heard you. I was never a Star Trek guy. I watched Farscape. I've watched Farscape.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier, man. It's like, why do we all have to be part of some team?
Yeah.
Why do we always have to choose which way? Are you over here? Are you this one? Are you this one? It's like, what happened to just being people? Do we not do that anymore? Are we done with that?
I think the government's slow. Okay, so this is a weird thing that happened to me today at my work. So there's this girl I work with. So I work in a machine shop. There's only like three girls that I work with. She's talking about stuff. She's the one that always has like racial questions because she's a little white girl who grew up in Kirkland and she lived in San Diego for a little bit. She's the one that always has like racial conversations and discussions because she's she's always looking up news topics and articles, and then she's a mom, so mm-hmm. she's always concerned about the world. And then we have another guy who's from Turkey or someplace in Eastern Europe, and they're both very right leaning in their discussions, mm-hmm. and then they come to me to ask me questions because you know I'm one of two black people at the shop. It's in Redmond,
mm-hmm.
So. We got into a discussion and we were like arguing over because none of us like both candidates. We're both like, they both suck. They both are like, I don't like Trump. I would vote for Trump, but I hate Trump. And I'm like, I would vote for Trump, but I hate Trump. But I would vote for Hillary, but I hate Hillary. But I don't like either of them enough to want to vote for either. But eventually we got to the conclusion where we were like, why are we separated on these all ideas? And then we were like, the best thing we could do is we should all be fighting the government at this point because they're clearly the one fucking us.
They're diverting the attention.
Yeah. There's actually this third party guy, but it's
Gary Johnson.
Yeah, Gary Johnson. Yeah. Like, he's
a libertarian though, man. I can't do that.
What is
what's wrong with smaller government, man? The government is just ridiculous.
Because libertarians don't want any federal taxes. So if you call the cops, you got to pay them.
Well, it's not necessarily the case. I mean, they want like a consumption tax. Like it's based off of how much you spend, how much stuff you use, you know, how much gas you burn, how many new cars you buy.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely the tricky part of their platform that I'm not sure.
That's my only issue.
I'm not sure with.
Do I get a break for living in my car?
I don't know. There might be a way for them to.
There might be a deduction for that.
Right,
we'd have to look into that, you know.
Well, because I said, like, my thing with that is, with the libertarians is, like, other than that issue, I'm like, I don't know if he's going to get into the debates, because he needs, like, what, 1% more?
He's doing this town hall thing, I guess. I don't know what it is, but it's something that's actually televised or something.
He's been doing podcasts too.
Yeah, he was supposed to go on Rogan, but he missed that one. But I know, he just needs to get in the scene a little bit. But the main reason I like him and I could go with him is the fact that he's the only person who's anti-war. I feel like everybody else, the bombings are just, they're gonna ramp them up. All right, as if
you mean
as if
the
millions, as if the thousands of bombs that we are already dropping isn't enough. You know, like I think Hillary or Trump will ratchet it up.
Okay, so then my all right, I'm gonna talk about each candidate. Then my issue with Hillary is, like you said, she wants to bomb people, but she also wants to open the borders and be like, we got to bring everyone in. And what bugs me about that is that they're all Syrian refugees. Mm-hmm. The reason we're in Syria is because she lied to make us go to Syria and start the war. And I was like, you idiot, you're going to bring the people that... That's like having a herd of cats, and you have a couple cats you like and a couple cats you don't like, and you just splash water on all of them, and they get all frayed up, and you're like, hey, let's bring all the cats in the house. Like, you did this. Why? I don't want you to be the one to let everyone in.
It sucks, man, because like, it's a different ideology, man.
No, not the ideology. I'm saying like the Syrian thing.
No, I'm
thing.
Talking about like if you look at like London.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a lot. And like, it's not safe to be gay over there. Mm. I have no problem with gay people.
In the Middle East?
Yeah. Like no, there. No. And you want the
because people won't police them. They're too scared.
Them, but what
they're too scared. They don't want to be Islamophobic.
You mean here? I was going to say
over there.
Over there, they were getting policed. You know what happened? We called their leaders dictators and whatever.
I'm talking about Europe. I'm talking about in Europe. These Muslim communities.
Yeah.
The police a lot of times they won't even go in because they're worried about the backlash.
They avoid
from it.
Those neighborhoods like they do like areas in South Central.
And that's exactly, what I worry about in the black community in this state.
Yeah.
It's like if you're gonna make a big deal, shake it up so much, and people are shooting cops, it's like. Right. Don't expect the cops to go there. They're gonna say, fuck that.
Yeah, I'm not going over there.
We were already nervous enough. We knew we shouldn't have dealt with you guys.
Yeah,
we knew this was trouble.
I'm not going into the neighborhood because I'm gonna get shot. Yeah. I mean, it's a trick. Well, I mean, because also here, like, people throw the shoes over the wires to let you know, like, the cops don't come to this neighborhood. Like,
that's a sign for?
Yeah, it's to let you know they don't go to this neighborhood because
I thought it was always if you're looking to somebody selling ass. I thought that was a telltale.
The shoes over the wire. Yeah. No, the shoes over the wire was this is like we police ourselves. Don't come here.
We police ourselves.
Well, I mean, that's what everyone who's in the NRA wants us to do anyway.
Look at this. Cultural appropriations.
Well, the NRA thing always bugs me because I'm always like, they should be for everybody to get their own goddamn gun because, one, they want everyone to get guns. But then the issue is, like, we will turn back into the Wild Wild West because some people are hotheads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're like me. I don't know how to fight.
Yeah.
Hey. You get scared. You get nervous.
Don't do
anything funny there, pal.
Politics are weird. Like today, did anyone hear about the Obama thing with he sent the money over to Iran?
Oh, yeah.
$400 million. Yeah. So everyone at
First
my job
payment.
Told me that story, and I'm like, he paid a ransom? Like, oh, we don't do that. Then I read up and read it, and it was like some sort of old thing that we owed Iran money.
We froze some of their accounts.
Yeah,
shit went down. We froze their accounts, so we had assets that belonged to them, technically.
Yeah.
And that was like a first
payment.
We're
just trying not to be thieves?
That's the story.
But then
that's the story. Who knows where that fucking money is
prisoners.
Going or who it's going to?
Then we get four, like, prisoners they let go, but they still have two.
This is the shit where I go back to, I'm too selfish, man.
That was just us buying.
Seem like, whatever, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, like I said, that girl at my job, she's the one that brings up, like, they bring up the political stuff, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, now I gotta know this.
Yeah, I'll listen to like podcasts and they'll talk about it. That's where I get my information.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Like talking about Milo and like Ben Shapiro and shit like that, and like or Joe Rogan, stuff like that, where I like that, where I form some political views, where I think it's gone so like weird with the like social justice stuff.
Yeah,
where it's like, man, it's just like
it's hard to do
it's
comedy.
Not you can't be just nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't just be. No, you have to. If you don't, if you're not on my side,
you're on the wrong side.
You're fucking just as bad. Really?
Who?
No, it's hate speech if you don't agree with them.
Yeah, someone posted like if you're not coming out and disagreeing with it, you're on their side. Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
There was recently a comedian who he said you know, Seattle comedies and our alpha males, and he called everyone else in that coons. So I mean, like, because the you know they date. Anthony. yeah, he posted like, you know, all the Seattle comics and alpha male thing, and then he posted a video with Trump, and that's when I was sitting there getting confused because everyone keeps associating the alpha male like, oh, they're Trump supporters. I was like, that has nothing to, like, gender is, how does gender keep getting picked with politics? Sides,
man, you're not with me, you're against me. Dude, I give to United Way every check, man. I volunteer time. I'm not going to be like, you're not doing that, so you're a problem. Yeah. You need to do what I'm doing or you're bad.
Right.
No, man. You're not fighting this fight.
Yeah. That's not you. That's fine.
This is a fight I'm fighting.
I know people that run in 5Ks.
I'm giving money to homeless stuff because mm-hmm. I see homeless people online. They annoy the shit out of me. So I need to help them out, right. man. I got to help them out.
They even call you derogatory words.
Yeah, like, yeah, so yeah. It's one of those things, man. So I give. But I'm not going to say, you don't give.
Yeah,
you're part of the problem.
Right.
No, man, just like if you don't come against these alpha males, if you're not giving,
yeah,
you're just as bad. Like, fuck off.
Well, see, like, my issue was like, why
you're
can't...
bigot.
Yeah, fuck yeah, off. I hate hypocrites, man.
Mm-hmm. I hate hypocrisy, who
hate it, man. Hate it like, I'm going to call this guy out for being a scumbag. Motherfucker, didn't you just cheat on your girl?
Yeah.
You fucking scumbag. You
That's
can't
not the
scum-
point, though.
You can't try to fucking... What are you, Blade? You're a vampire killing vampires?
Yeah.
You're a scumbag killing... You're attacking scumbag?
No, that's like George Bush tactics. That's a preemptive strike.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. You can't... Don't be a... And I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
But don't... Like, if don't... I mean, you can't... You got to be clean before you're going to be like, oh, fuck
this, make sure your house is clean before you judge mine.
Yeah, for sure. All the things, glass house, throwing rocks,
all that.
Everything.
Yeah.
If you got a glass jaw, you can watch your mouth. You know,
I mean, like I said, I like living in Seattle, but I said, like, I keep finding myself every day, like, I should move. Hmm. Because it kind of gets irritating. And the whole thing that happened when it was the other comedians who don't live here going like, that's not here though.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not here though. And there are people like, no, it's everywhere. It's like, no, nope, it's not here though.
It's just here. You're hearing it enough.
Here in Portland. It's like, because like that, but they don't see it. You're trying to explain to them how. I recently got told I was being an asshole because I was trying to explain to him. I said the reasons I was saying the TSA should basically take over the police force because they judge everybody equally. And then he was like, oh, and I was like, yeah. And I was like, but it only bugs me because, like, TSA exists. And we started talking about political stuff. And I was like, TSA exists because, like, Muslims. He's like, oh, you can't say that. And I was like, why can't I? And he was like, because you can't just. And I was like, no. The reasons TSA exists is because there were Muslim people. They associate themselves as Muslim. And it happened. And now we have TSA. I'm not saying Muslims are bad. I'm saying the reason they exist. He's like, no, you can't say that. I was like, but it's fact. He's like, yeah, it's factual.
But I said it.
Yeah. Well, I was like, but I said it. And is it wrong? He's like, no, you're not wrong. But you guys like, no. That's the point. My point was, I wasn't saying Muslims are bad. I said the reason it happens is because there was some Muslims.
It's like one of those things, like, there's no social justice. There's just justice.
Well, apparently it's being specific.
It's just justice,
it's being specific is when I feel like that's when people get trigger words. Because I keep saying Trump shouldn't have said Mexicans.
Yeah.
If he'd have said, I don't want any illegals to cross our borders, he wouldn't have gotten as much vitriol. It's because he went specifically for... he doesn't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck. And guess what happens?
He's also not smart.
You realize, I'm giving you power by giving a fuck. I don't give a fuck. That's why I'm not in this show.
I keep wanting to explain to people, there are a lot of Canadians who are here illegally more so than Mexicans. And they also are the ones that traffic in a lot of drugs, too. And some of those terrorists came from Canada.
Oh, I thought when he said Canadians...
I thought Canadians.
I thought he meant black people. Like, servers called black people Canadians.
Yeah, he's doing the quote.
Canadians.
Lots of Canadians. No. But I said, like, he didn't say anything about Canada or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I said, like, I had a solution, but I said every time I try to mention a solution, it becomes...
What's wrong with you? Well, you should be anti-Trump. What's wrong with you? You're black.
How come you can't do that? Oh,
you're
it's
black.
Like,
you have to think this way.
Yeah.
You're black. What are you doing?
Why are you...
Yeah, he said that one bad thing. Remember that one time?
Yeah. You're black, man.
Well, it's not even that one. He said lots of stupid shit where I keep saying, like, it was that he said it in a certain way.
No, the blacks love him. Yeah. They love him. They're great.
That's my African American over there.
That's my African American over there. Yeah.
I mean, it's what I don't. It's like, what? I'm going to put my energy in that?
Mm-hmm. See, because I'm like you. I don't think it really matters because somehow people keep thinking our president is our king.
Yeah.
He's a face of America as far as political negotiation.
Shit ain't going to change. Yeah. You know why? Because I was.
You still got Congress in
the people who are making
Bush
the decision.
And Obama. My life
didn't hasn't change changed at all.
At all.
Exactly. The people who are actually making the decisions, we don't even see them. We don't even see them. They're behind the scenes. They're in the boardrooms. They're in those executive meetings. We don't even see the people who are actually calling the shots. Yeah. And that's the thing with Hillary. If she gets in, it's going to be business
that's
as usual.
That's what I'm saying, man.
The same people who are making a ton of money are going to keep making a ton of money.
Yeah, we need to hoard our gold and go to the mountains for the Anunnaki to come down instead of take it. That's what I'm talking about.
That might
about,
be our best
man.
Bet at
our
this
Anunnaki
point.
Anunnaki
Jack.
Gold. Yeah, we gotta get
like
it.
You said, if you We're try good. To let us in on what's happening in those boardrooms, you get sent to Russia, and everyone's like, let's make a Snowden movie.
Yeah.
That's what WikiLeaks
was. Oh, no, but Obama, he's going to be great for whistleblowers, you know? That was a big part
was
of his
that
plot.
One of his names?
Oh, that was one of the things he ran on, yeah. How good he was going to be for whistleblowers.
It's funny, like, I'll do a bit where I said, I'm like Obama in the bedroom. Like, I promise a lot to get in. But by the end, you're disappointed, and I look much older.
Yeah, he made a joke today about him having gray hairs because he always has to explain like some sort of tear. And I was like, all right, he's still got jokes. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that cool. I like Obama. Seemed cool. I don't think he can control anything.
No, presidents don't do it. They're just the figurehead. They're just like. But everyone, I was like, do you know who your governor is? Who's your senator?
Obama.
But who's your senator? Who's your governor? Your senator has been here for like 12 years because there's no term limits.
Yeah.
But you're freaking out about the president. And I was like, he's not. Obama had a lot of ideas that he kept getting vetoed on that he wanted to pass because the House of Representatives was like, nope. So, I mean, like, I'm like, as soon as anyone gets in, Trump's going to try to put up the wall, the Senate or the Congress or the fucking the judicial branch. They're going to be like, no.
No, nothing's going to change. You're not going to overturn anything. You're still going to be able to abort babies so people can stop panicking.
That's funny, Jack. I can see you doing your Obama at the bar, hitting on ladies.
It's not even true, man. I'm fantastic in bed.
What would you say there if I bought you some drinks, we had a good time, and had made consensual love, all right? Okay.
You had it there a couple times. Yeah.
I got to work on my.
That's
Obama.
Not bad. Do your what you call it?
What was it?
Talk about killing the lady.
Killing the lady.
No, talk about Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. Oh God. This is one of the things that I've learned from hold on. I'm gonna build into it. Yeah. This is what I love. You brought up like Milo and Ben Shapiro and all these guys, and I've been watching them a little bit, and I don't agree with these guys on everything by any means. But they do bring up a lot of good points that you cannot deny on a lot of these topics. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what Milo said. It's like we got Caitlyn Jenner here switched to a girl, and she's getting Woman of the Year.
Yeah.
So at this point, men are doing everything better than women, including being women. We're even better at that than them, though.
This is a topic I'm not going to touch. I'm not going to touch this topic.
But, you know, Caitlyn, she's good.
What's Caitlyn?
Just like, kind of weird. Like, it's one of the things, just be cool.
Okay. Oh, well, see, my problem is that did Caitlyn have to serve any time for the...
Oh, well, the murder thing. Yeah, I think that's fucked
we
up.
We don't talk about that because she's a hero. Okay.
I don't.
Oh.
Like, but, she's like, as far as, like, you know, if be happy, man. If
I'm saying, if I
can
get
do,
out of a murder
happy.
Charge,
be
I
happy.
Would totally
Everybody
switch genders. Like,
that's why, like, where I say, like... If you want to be that, just like the Wigger thing, be what you want to be, man. You can be whatever you want.
It doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah, it doesn't affect. Do what you want to do. Like you want to like hip hop. You should be able to do that. You want to be a man, be able to do it.
Yeah,
as long as you're not being an asshole
anybody.
About it.
Yeah,
be like mother, like you have to fuck me, and if you can't, if you don't fuck me. I don't think anybody does this, but it's like almost to that point where no, I'm a woman.
Yeah, I'm attractive. Why don't you like me? Because I'm like
you can. I cannot.
You don't want some of this?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. No.
I mean, it's like good.
I'm good. Pre-op, post-op.
But definitely be who you want to be. You have to. No, you can't do that.
Right.
You want to do that? Yeah. Don't tell. Like it's just like the. You can like hip hop, man. If you want to be a woman, be a woman, man. Yeah. But don't be an asshole about it. If somebody fucks up, people fuck up, man. Like I actually called. I said thanks, sir, to the bartender. Old bartender.
The pronouns.
I didn't mean to,
the
man.
The pronouns.
But the dude's like 6'9", man.
Right.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I said thanks, sir.
Women can't be tall.
But I didn't mean to. I apologize.
Always trying to hold women down, even with their height.
I'm trying to be nice about it. I don't. Yeah.
But it's like it's one of those things where it's like you want to appear as this, I don't know, but I said it's also. I mean, it happens with children too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
Oh, she's so pretty.
Is intent not important anymore? Can we? Shit, not?
Is there a joke? It's all about intent.
Intent, guys.
Is there a joke? All about intent.
Is there a joke in like getting misconstrued with children and? Never mind.
Work it.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
What do you guys think? Okay, since we're talking about this, this is something that I've been thinking a lot about recently. Unfortunately, I can't get myself to not. How do you feel about these parents who are doing like hormone therapy to their children
prior to the age, because
they just always have felt like a girl even though they were born like a little boy.
I don't know about that. Maybe
it's the age.
Wait, I'm not like super big in the circumcision, man.
Okay,
because like it's the kid is a victim. Like, because what they don't tell you when you get circumcised, like some people lose little. I mean, they lose all and they have little. Like, I barely feel anything down there.
Yeah,
it's the truth, man. It's like, and that's because like circumcision, I barely feel anything.
Right,
and so like I don't want. I think people should stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
See now, okay, now I've heard you say that before. I don't. Even when you were like first realizing, it was like, oh shit, I got like a.
I mean,
I feel like when I first learned how to beat off, my dick was like everything. Wind would blow. Like,
I know myself.
I hit 30, bro. And I was like, I have dick control now.
Yeah, like I can't. I've never been able to like premature ejaculate because I have to concentrate.
Oh, you got to focus.
I got to focus. Okay, I'm going to try to finish. I'm going to try to finish.
I have to do that now too.
Like I've pretended to like
come.
I faked it.
Yeah,
because I'm like I'm
tired. Yeah, I'm done. I'm over. Like she's like, you got yours. Like oh yeah.
God, and you want to talk about bad stigma and oh my god,
fake coming.
What
as
do you think
a
girl's gonna think if she catches you doing that?
I had a girl
shit.
Ask me, can she check my condom?
What?
What did you tell her?
That's like
I threw it
time
in the trash.
For you to leave.
No, I threw it in the trash.
I mean, it's one of those things like just because it's not in a movie. Yeah, like I don't think people should. I got my kids circumcised because pressure from my wife.
Yeah.
At the time,
was it because she thought it was cleaner?
I don't know why. Maybe girls like the look of it because it's just cosmetic. It doesn't do anything different.
Mm-mm.
We got any topics?
I was going to say, Marcus. There was a point, like you were saying, it's like, dude, if I just rubbed into something wrong, oh, boom, it's like full.
It was
crippling. Like you were almost like, why is this happening? Why is this happening
to
me?
This is what I would feel like would be a discussion at that comic show. Would be something like this: growing up as a dude, you do get the weird boners. I've had the weird boner standing up in class having to read the thing, and I have to hide
it. I'm saying I still get boners and stuff like that, but I'm like.
So no, I'm not like, saying you don't get boners. I'm talking about like you're like feeling. I was like, dude, I just was like, everything was like up. I'm up and at it. But I mean, because I've had that same thought. Because I've even watched those films where people were trying to recircumcise themselves. Where the fuck?
Ooh,
you ever heard about that?
Oh god,
they like put the weights on the shit.
And
it weighs it down.
That.
You never looked at? There's a movie on. It was on Netflix. I can't remember what it's called. Because a guy was he was gonna get married, and the girl told him no because his dick was too small. So then he went around the world doing different countries, learning about like penis stuff. And one of the places was Korea, and they have like dick stretching thing where they put the weights. But it was like,
is this puppetry of the penis? Is this
no? It's not that one. No, it's not that one. But no, this dude was like, he was going around places, and like there were places where like I'm trying to get my foreskin back. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, well.
That's gross.
Wanda was trying to get her groove back, or Stella was trying to get her groove back, but you know what? Sometimes it's just not there. It's just not there. Well, sorry. But I agree. That's kind of an archaic thing that we do, and it's like, I mean, I don't mind.
Did we sound like a bunch of men's rights activists here?
Wait, it's not right.
But talking about
it's
my
not
joke
fair.
Is not like, yeah, no, you know what I'm saying?
It's fine.
You know? I'm just saying, like we do kind of.
I think we shared.
Listen, if we're gonna celebrate feminism, why can't we celebrate masculinity sometimes? What's the problem with that? Why is that a bad thing?
That's where I'm going back to. Like, can't we all just be like equal?
Yeah,
everybody can.
Can I celebrate me?
We can all celebrate together and apart. It's like there's no malintent.
No,
hey, there's no malintent over here.
Yeah,
there's
I have nothing against you.
Just like you have your Facebook group where it's just women, you're shitting on everybody and posting pictures of their Tinder profile and shitting on them and bullying them.
I'm in the people of color community group.
Yeah, me too. I just invited myself. Okay. I mean,
wow, there's a secret society of you guys.
Oh my god,
it's like Illuminati. I didn't even know about this.
There's a POC comedy group.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No,
this is another uphill battle I got to climb here.
There's probably a white bearded
private
guy group.
A white bearded guy group. You and Spencer.
Yes, a white bearded guy group. Just started.
Angry white bearded guys.
You and Spencer.
Just put it as
about slightly agitated. Slightly agitated. I don't want to seem too too dangerous.
Yeah, but you can make private groups.
That's what Trump is. Trump is guys like you mm-hmm. who are sick of it. Like, I didn't do anything, man. I didn't own slaves. I have
She was friends. Very rude. She was rude, and she's ugly, and she looks like a fat pig, okay?
Yeah, like, I didn't do nothing. Why is everybody mad at me? I didn't do shit. Yeah. That's all this backlash. That's all this.
Yeah.
Like, the people who call people cucks and all this stuff, and all the Proud Boys, all this. People
that scared
like,
me when I first started seeing that word, because I knew what it meant, because I used to edit porn.
Yeah.
So it scared me when I was like, they're using it. Are they using it right? And then I was like, oh, they're using it right, but how is it a derogatory term? Because some people are into that. Mm-hmm. There are women cucks.
Yeah.
So all that stuff is just people like, I didn't do anything. Why is everybody pissed off at me? I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. It's because of how you look. And literally, that's what I'm like.
That's kind of racist. That's what racism is. Yeah. You're shitty. Because you're a white guy with beard. You have privilege. You're holding me down for something. You're not holding me down, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't even taking spots from me. You're not funny enough.
Speaking of holding people down. Yeah. Oh, shit. We were talking about this earlier. If you want to feel like a victim, there is always somebody out there who will victimize you. So if you're going to walk around with that mentality all day long, like somebody's got it in for you, like watch, then something's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
You're going to set yourself up for that.
This is like all the stuff I want to say on Facebook, but I don't. So could you not tag me in this? Just don't tag me.
Listen, we're going to talk about that afterward. Don't worry about it. Right? We're having a good conversation here.
Just put it first.
But you were talking, when you're talking privilege, listen, you talk about job interview, and I'm sure there's been times where you show up and you're like,
that's happened. Okay. That's literally has happened.
But at the same time, I feel like there's a lot of people who think that I just show up to a job interview and I'm white guy, average looking, mediocre looking white guy, and they're like, oh, geez. We didn't know you were white. We would have just sent the paperwork and email. You know, we wouldn't even have to come in. Geez.
Wait, that's not how it happened?
It's surprising, actually. Well, one time,
the chauffeur did show up.
It's crazy. It's like I don't have to go in there and charm them and be charismatic, and gregarious and win them over.
Yeah, you can still be
weird. I can still be awkward and creepy. There's no gimme out there. Nobody gets a gimme. You get out there and you fucking bust your ass for it, and hopefully something good happens, or you turn into me.
Listen to this. No, it's all coming from a good place, man. I ain't trying to, like, I just want people to be positive. Mm-hmm. I want people to come together on stuff, not be like, our group, your group's evil,
because
you cannot agree, but be cool.
I like when people discuss it, though. I like
being cool.
Yeah, I like it when people discuss it, as long as they acknowledge it. But I said, when people take it to the point where they get sensitive and it's now hurting their feelings, I was like, that's the argument where you're like,
somebody's gonna listen to this and get mad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I just want everybody to be cool.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to hold anybody down. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the male comedy thing is not to go anti-female.
Mm-mm.
Just like people, I don't care if you're proud to be white.
Yeah.
Or you're proud of Western. I don't care.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be against the rules.
It shouldn't be.
He's proud to be white. I don't care, man. You're not affecting me. Yeah. I enjoy being black, man. Yeah,
I like it.
I like being me.
Sometimes I do like some of the stereotypes. I said, like, I can pick the ones that I'm okay with. Which is where I'm like,
you're like
Jack in my trail mix earlier. The guy's just hunting and pecking the whole time, just for the ones that he wants.
Well, like,
I'm not eating fruit right now, man.
Well, it's like,
you saying I'm good at picking stuff? That's true. You saying I'm good at picking stuff?
That's second level right there, Jack. Burr. That's second level, and you actually reached it.
Son of a bitch.
Well done.
But it's a weird thing where I like being black too, and I do sometimes pick. Sometimes if I want to be left alone, I will thug it out just so I can be like, people don't know me, so if I hoodie it up, hat on, glass, like, they'll leave you alone. I'm like, good, because I don't want anyone homeless to call me a nigger because they asked me for money and I said I don't have any now.
It wasn't even that. He was like, he was behind me and I backed up. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see that. He was like, watch out, nigger. And I'm like, he just called me a nigger.
I was pretty slick, actually.
When I had dreads, I was called a black Republican racist motherfucker because I didn't give a black homeless lady any money.
That's not very aggressive.
Working at the underground, you have the relationship with homeless is like, come on, man, you should know I work here. I can't give you money all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here way too often.
I don't give homeless people money unless they do something.
That's why I give you the charity at work. Have this go to homeless people.
I will say the most. Okay, here we go. I won't give homeless people money unless they do something. I want you to play a song. I want you to do something. Like, you have
25 push-ups.
Well, no, earn your money. I earned this money. If you own the money, earn it.
Dude, listen to this story. You brought up the underground. We'll wrap it up here in a minute.
But I don't give homeless women money.
Yeah, exactly. They could be unemployed easily. Now we were down there one night with a buddy of mine. He showed up.
He doesn't like women, man. You act like your wife cheated on you. They have more opportunities not to be homeless.
I see these 24-year-old homeless people down in the U District. They're like cute girls. They're like 24 years old. They're like voluntarily homeless.
Have you seen the blonde girl with the dog?
I think I've probably seen her one time. Some people don't like they're like voluntarily homeless. Like, did you not give the job cycle?
The job is crazy, man. You know, I got multiple comics jobs at UPS. And they quit because you know why? It was too tough.
Mm-hmm. It was there too are lots hard. Of soft people who don't get put in sports because their mom won't let
them. It was too hard. I mean, it's a hard job, man.
It's work.
It's not fun. It's
hard shit is hard.
Yeah, it's man.
This guy, though, I got to tell a story. Okay. If you guys are going to like this. This guy at the Underground, we're outside talking, me and my buddy's girl, and we're chatting. The guy comes up, starts talking to my buddy. My buddy's nice, so he goes with it, you know, whatever. Guy asks him for money, obviously. Gets into his wallet, and my buddy grabs him like $3 or $4. Like, he didn't just grab a dollar for him or some change. Right. Like, he grabbed like $3 or $4, hands it to the guy. The guy saw him rifling through his wallet, and he had some other bills. He had one of everything. The guy has the money, and he goes, "Oh, hey man, is there any way I could like get like a five maybe?"
I've had that happen.
Ask for more?
Yeah.
I was like one of those guys in the video, like the Thug Life video. I was like, in the background. And my buddy, he still had his hand on the money and he just like clamped down on it and then just like there was like a little bit of a struggle.
And then eventually he's like, "You blew it, man." I was like, "You blew it, bro."
Yeah. You had it in the bank and you blew it. Yeah. And he eventually pulled it back and he's like, "Sorry." He's like, "Oh, we're out of here." And we just walked away.
I've had that happen before. Can I carry the 10? Really?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
You've worked that hard for this?
Yeah.
Really?
That's 1 hour.
I've tried to give guys food. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh,
no.
My. Like,
fuck off. You just triggered Marcus.
I've done the food thing so many times. And it never. I had one dude who was like, "I don't want that shit." After I went and got the food and found him and tried to give him the Subway sandwich, he was like, "I don't want that shit." I was like, I just asked you, chase you down before I went and got us. Do you want something? He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Okay, cool." I went and got her. He was digging in a trash can. Oh, went, God. Ran down the alley. I look around. I go, "Oh, she's over there." I was like, "Hey, man, here goes your sandwich." "I don't want that shit." I was like,
yeah,
"Bruh."
Yeah, you ruin it for everybody else, man.
Jesus Christ.
You make me not want to help. Yeah.
And on that positive note of homelessness, we're going to wrap this thing
positive.
Up.
It's all positive.
No, and honestly, we had some stuff to vent, and honestly, we're going to feel better, I think, later tonight because
I'll
of it,
fine,
you know?
Yeah.
So you got to get that shit out. You can't bottle it up, you know? Too long, it'll take you down. But, hey, thank you guys for joining us. Thank you guys for listening in here. We appreciate it. We had a good one here. A couple of real nice local guys here. So a
couple of the blacks.
Oh, we actually had the full spectrum here. We had dark. We have medium. Mm-hmm. Mocha. I'll go mocha here, and then we got pasty over here. So we're hitting it from all angles, you guys. That's how diverse this show is. But thank you guys for listening, though. If you guys enjoyed it, do me a favor and
like, share, and subscribe.
No, I don't give a shit about that. Just tell a friend. You know, tell a friend if somebody say, you know what, these guys they kind of hate women. They're kind of racist, but they're kind of funny sometimes too.
I don't hate women.
Yeah. No. Well, nobody's off limits. That's the thing.
Trust.
Nobody's off limits for a little criticism. Thank you guys for joining. Appreciate you guys. This has been a good talk. I could go another hour here, to be honest, but we got places to be. These are busy guys. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Earful in Emerald City. We're going to keep coming at you here. For the local people, we're going to have a little something at the end here, a little bonus material. So if you're actually still hanging around, be a little treat there waiting for you. But thanks for listening, guys. Aaron Berg here, Mr. Slim himself, with Marcus Netters and Jack Ballard saying peace out.
Bridges suck dick.
Bridges do suck dick.
Bridges.
Especially when they cost $1.3 billion.
Jeez. Bridges, man. Christ. They separate and they connect us.
Yeah, exactly.
That toll's never going away. That toll's never
going to be as cheap as it is right now.
It's never going away.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean it's never going away? I thought they keep...
Yeah, I know. And that's how they justify the toll. They're like, well, we got to pay for this. You know, once we got to pay for this, and then once we get paid, you know, then we square.
It's never going away. Once you give money, if that's a continued revenue stream, they're just going to take that money. Just the tolls on the East Coast, they were just supposed to pay for the thing. They're there. They need that money for something else. They'll institute a bill.
It'll never go away.
It'll never go away. I work for a company, like, in 2008 when the, like, all the market crashed, like, they stripped all the extra stuff they used to give us. They used to give us turkeys. They used to give us all kind of stuff, just bonus stuff.
Yeah.
And they stripped it all away because 2008.
Yeah.
They used that as excuse.
Oh, we ain't got no.
Now the company's doing great again.
Right.
Hey, man, where's my turkey? Nope.
Oh, no, we don't do that.
No. Because you know why? Because like, it's a publicly traded company.
Yeah.
And publicly traded companies are on an infinite growth paradigm. And so they have to keep getting more. That's.
Well, they're running out of ways of making money.
Yeah.
So they're just robbing people. Like, yeah. Even
well, now they're just going for everything they can.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking give me my goddamn turkey.
Goddamn yeah, I'm a turkey, man. They used to have all these benefits. We used to have barbecues and stuff. And
oh, it used to be more employee friendly.
Yeah,
thing.
It used to be more important. Now it's just like, hey, man, we pay you.
Right.
We pay
Isn't
you.
Isn't that good enough?
That's good enough. You get a paycheck, don't you?
Yeah. You better be grateful. Yeah, some people don't even got
you
no job.
Yeah, you could quit. You could quit.
Yeah, you can quit. Where are you going to go?
Well, it's the truth. That's the truth. You could quit. I'm just saying, it used to be nicer.
Yeah.
That's sad, man. Actually, at one point, while sitting in traffic, I was sitting there like, I wish, I thought about, I was like, I could just vote for Trump and just watch this go up in a giant fucking light.
Nothing's going to happen.
I know.
Exactly. That's the
I
thing.
Know. But my
it's going to be business as usual.
My hope is that he did ask about the nukes and he will use them and will go out and
did
giant
ask
flash.
About the nukes.
The thing is, like, they say he's like a sociopath. And I think a sociopath would be like, if I'm going to die someday, everybody's going with me.
Yeah.
That's true. I could definitely see that from Trump.
Yeah.
That fucking traffic. I'm so mad.
Yeah, my life's
Taylor amazing. Swift it. All right, Marcus, shake so, it off, would you? Jesus Christ.
She's wrote fucking 500 songs about dudes and never a song about blowjobs. That's why she's fucking.
Yeah, right. That girl's probably never given a blowjob in her life.
Nah, man, she's probably dirty.
Yeah.
I like her music. It makes me dance. That's good.
Yeah, that's true. It's great wedding music. I've been working weddings, and oh, man, that song just goes over well with everybody. You gotta definitely respect it for that.
Yeah, she's cute.
A lot of respect.
I hate whatever wedding you went to, and I hope they only make it a year.
Probably.
It was for work, so I don't give a shit, Marcus. No. All right.
Well, I thought you paint houses, man. You paint at the wedding?
I'm doing a DJ gig now on the weekends.
Oh, DJ, that's yeah. cool.
Because you got
it's,
a soundboard?
No, and it's not even this. I'm just doing it. They got their own equipment, but I'm just doing it so I can get some time on a mic, you know? You got to do announcements
That's why
and
I did
shit.
Trivia.
Oh, so yeah. Are you MCing
It's like
wedding,
an MC, or? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, essentially. Gotcha. Yeah, so I'll be making. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know, please welcome the bride and groom.
Yeah, that's
the
cool.
bride and the groom.
And are you picking songs as well? Or
sometimes. I mean, they can get into that as much as they want. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times they're like, eh, we trust your judgment. Just, you know, make sure it's good. And those are the ones that work out best. Like, we did that last week, and people were just putting in a ton of requests. I asked the bride, and
are
she's
you recording
like.
This?
Yeah, we're recording. Oh. And she's like, she's like, what if people want to make a request? And I was like, well, I mean, that's up to you. This is your guys' thing. She's like, yeah, that's fine. So we just did requests all night, and the dance floor was just packed
that's
all night
awesome.
Because it's like, okay, you want we'll play your request. You better be fucking dancing, all right? Hey, otherwise, I'm gonna come around, walk, and I'm gonna see you and be like, hey, man, what happened
that's
there?
Your song. Yeah.
What happened? You saw I played your shit.
Hey, you wanted Riding Dirty,
yeah.
my Chameleon.
Yeah. Where were you?
Why is nobody out there?
I told you it was gonna be risky.
Yeah.
I told you it would be a risk.
This is not a song you dance to. It's just a song.
There are children
you
here.
Yeah,
there are children here.
These women are classier than that.
You wanted Eminem kill you.
Yeah.
Now everybody hates
you. Yeah,
me.
Now everyone's
fuck you.
I played Kim.
And now everybody wants to kill me. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right. All right.
So do you mix the songs together, or is it just...
Yeah, I mean, when you're doing
you
the
just
dance...
like a fucking iPod where next song...
It depends. I mean, Cocktail Hour is kind of... That's kind of what it is. Like, you have the auto-mix function, and basically what that does is it'll chop off, like, the first 6 or 7 seconds of each song, and then just fade them into each other kind of nicely. So, I mean, but when it's like the dance time, though, I mean, you got to be trying to line up those BPMs pretty well. You got to, when you get that energy, you got to keep it up and you got to hold on to it. And
yeah,
then
good.
You got to know when to crescendo it and bring it back down and then be like, okay,
so
we need a slow song here.
People get drinks.
You catch your breath. Exactly. You know, no one's got it in them for
that's
2 hours
too much
straight.
Focus, man. I'm not doing that for
it is, but I'm not even gonna make that much money, but I think it'll be fun though. And
no,
I think
that's
it'll
why
be
I did, that's why I did
good
the trivia stuff.
Least.
I was, I liked it for the mic, but I was like, all I'm going to do is read this paper and I'm gonna get out of here with some food and a couple of drinks. And I'm, good luck on winning your game, but I really didn't give a shit.
Was it like on Craigslist or something? Someone advertising for
it? No, the little trivia thing that goes around on the east side. The guy was doing it, and I would go to this one near my house, and then I was like, how do you become one of these? Because I wanted mic time. He's like, I give you all the equipment. I give you all the stuff. You just show up. And I was like, that's it? And he's like, yeah, and this is your pay, or I'll negotiate your pay. And then he was... And then the bar that I ended up getting was because I was friends with the girl that owned the bar.
Oh, that's cool.
So I got like food and drinks. At one point, my tab was higher than how much money I got.
That's cool, man. I didn't even know you had friends. That's cool.
Wow.
Just a few. No, just
matter of fact, yeah. One, of course I got friends. And two, that whole, I like to call it the circle jerk gate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that was my... That's why I loved it so much. I have friends that aren't all comedians. I feel like everyone who took it so personally, they were only people whose friends were only comedians.
You don't even know how, like...
Oh, yeah, I do.
...much of a microcosm the comedy scene is. It was people think it's the biggest thing in the world.
It was beautiful.
Nobody gives a shit.
Oh, it was beautiful.
About the Seattle comedy problem. Like, the improv people, they have their own circle. They think they're the most important thing in Seattle. The fucking open mic singers... Who go to the, they think their thing is the most important. The comedy, they think everything is the theater just revolve. People. Yeah, they think their everything revolves around their little, our little thing, our little comedy thing. Seattle's gonna be fucking perfectly fine.
Yeah,
without.
But it
shit.
Was still glorious.
Hey man, it was entertaining.
I was like typing. I'm reading stuff. Oh. I'm jumping on other people's timelines to read their single post about it.
You got to explain what's going on. Like, if people. Don't know.
Oh, about the...
Well,
oh.
You, I mean, why don't you guys explain? You know better than...
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll start because this is how I was told. I was told by Todd, please go to Tyler's timeline and just read it. And I was like, okay, yeah, yeah. And I'm at work. So, and Todd has an office job and I work in a machine shop. So I'm like, I'm not in front of a computer, but I'm like, I'll check it when I can. And... I go on there and I swear that whole day, I was having a bad day. It went up immediately. Like the first thing I read was, I'm doing this thing for alphas. And then I've only met Spencer twice. I've only met Spencer two times. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was going hard in the paint for this side. Oh. And then that, the only part it went crazy was when Liz Donahue,
yeah,
her post was, and that was it.
If this stuff's too long, I'm not going to read it. So I didn't read it. I didn't read hers because it was just like it was like homework, man.
There's a certain level you got to be, like 6 to 8 lines maximum.
Yeah,
and even that is you're stretching it.
I don't
even
know.
At that point.
I just think I'm too selfish. I'm like I'm not going to waste energy in this. I have my views about it. My view is are we trying to be equal? I have to be for equality.
Hold on. I'm going to say I'm team circle jerk, so I'm okay with it.
No, my view is...
As long as we're all stroking at the same rate, you know, Marcus is going
to
be happy.
I have to be for equality, man. I'm biracial. I have to be for it to come in together, right, man. And so if you can have an all-woman show, a guy can have an
all-man.
That's equal. That's what I believe in. I believe in equality. I have to.
Okay,
that's what I am. I'm equality.
And I was fine with, like, I knew people were going to get upset with it. I was fine with it. And it was the people who came in there like berating it, and then I didn't even see when it became like people were getting personal in the old the mid comments. That's when I thought it was beautiful. Those comments that were like coming up, because after Liz, there was like a couple people who were being sarcastic, but people didn't know what side they were taking. So there were people posting under them on their side, but it wasn't for the right person, and those people got confused and they were arguing about who said what. Mm. And then Spencer's talking about. So I don't even know if Spencer's still on the show.
Yeah, he is. I was hanging out with him earlier today.
He is?
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
So what happened with the Gibson thing? Did you see what happened with him? He posted on Josh Gibson's thing, and he started getting all racial. And at one point, Tyler came in there and was like, how about you keep your opinions to yourself and I take you off the show? And then Spencer's like, yeah, sure, fine. And then someone else posted something after that. And it was like, dude, there were threads on threads on everyone else's timelines. It was beautiful.
But he could not be on the show. I don't know about this.
See, yeah, he apparently he was like asked because Tyler was reading his stuff. Cause, I mean, you know, he was trying to explain something with a black situation. I don't remember exactly how it was going down, but it got racial, and he was trying to explain something where it was getting perceived very negatively.
Well, if it's getting racial, stuff can be racial, but if it is it getting racist?
No, he was trying to explain something and it involved race and people
like, oh, he said a white guy talking about race. Do you see that at open mics, man?
How dare you?
I tell all the new comedians, man, like, not, I don't tell them all. If I'm friendly with them and I'm cool and they'll accept like advice of somebody who's doing it a little longer than them. Some people, fucking, you can't tell them shit, man. They get mad at you.
Yeah.
If you're just trying to be cool. I got advice unsolicited. Yeah. I loved it. I was like, thank you.
It's take it or
leave I'm trying to pay it forward. I'll tell a guy, like, if he's a white dude, I was like, man, nobody's going to want to hear you talking about race.
No.
Not at all. It could be funny, man.
You told that to me.
I told that to you. I was like,
you
it could
told
be,
that to me.
It could be the truth, man. Yeah. It could be 100% the truth. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to hear it coming out of your. I do.
Yeah.
Tell me off stage. I'll laugh.
I'll listen.
Oh, and I remember.
I'll agree with you, but I'm like, the audience is not going to listen. They're not going to like it.
Yeah. I remember, too, because you told me, like, a couple weeks later that you liked that bit. Like, you didn't even tell me that night or anything. Yeah. You were just, like, went back to it. And I gave it a shot, and you know it's that you're potentially setting up for a big laugh, or you're gonna go down. Yeah, you're gonna go down in flames. One or the two. So it's just a risky maneuver.
Honestly, that bit might be funny somewhere else.
Yeah,
you gotta realize, like, man, it's a very interesting thing. I have this new bit I'm working on about it's a true story. A homeless guy called me a nigger outside of Jai Tai.
Yeah.
And my first thing was like, I got to make this funny. I'm a comic.
Right.
How do I make this funny? Because it didn't offend me.
No.
I'm like, well, I'm not one. But the joke I was making, because I'm like racially ambiguous. Yeah. I'm like, wait, he got the right. He got it right.
Right.
He got the right slur for me. But the thing is, I'm going to it. I'm like, hey, I know I'm not one. I'm not going to let this guy upset
me. Yeah, that's
me.
What I said. Yeah.
And, like, you know, there's a war on thought. Like, you can't, you have to think a certain way or else you're bad. And I'm not going to, like, well, he can think whatever he wants as long as he's not touching me.
Right.
He's not, as long as he's not
spit on me.
Yeah, don't prevent me from succeeding in life.
Right.
And plus, he's like, he's homeless. He's not even a real person. He's not even a real person.
I call him pop-up ads.
Yeah, he's not even a real person. Pop-up I said that on stage. So that's the punchline of the joke. I'm like, plus, he's homeless. He's not even a real person.
Yeah.
And they laughed and groaned. And I'm like, oh. You guys are on the racist homeless guy side.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. You got black people here, good homeless turn. Guys yeah, here. That's what it looks like. And that blew up the whole thing. That got the big laugh. But
they're like, yeah, we're ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm. But there's things like, you realize, like, not everybody's the same. Some people are going to be super sensitive, and you just got to.
Yeah, but up here, it's your, especially super sensitive.
You got to pick your battles, man. If you want to be, if you want to get work everywhere, I just try to be nice to everybody.
Right.
That's what I try to. Even, like, and not fake nice.
No,
I just happen to be a nice guy.
Like, just be like, I'll,
I'm cool, man. I have my opinions. I see, like, this is true. Like, I make a little too much money to be a Democrat, man. Just enough, man. I lean right on a lot of shit. You know why? Because I'm blue collar. I got a blue collar job.
No, so do I. And that's when people tell me, like, I've been called stuff by.
Coworkers, and I know there's no evil intent. We're just busting balls, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many times I heard white people call me the N-word, like A, and I knew there was no evil coming from it.
Right,
it was my friends.
Right,
it was my friends.
Right. But some just people like, get so slighted, like, and I'm like, how?
Like if I like to call, I'll call fucking Aaron Burr. What's up, nigga?
Yeah.
Like if somebody fucks up, like, oh, you bomb, nigga, and just that's what I use it for.
Mm-hmm.
It's a word where I said, like, you can't let it get too much power. Yeah. I said, when you let it get, when it makes you actually upset, that's when I'm like, you gave it power. Yeah, you shouldn't, like, because I'm like, don't call me one out of anger.
Yeah.
Because I will then.
Like, the homeless guy. Again, he did it out of anger.
He did it out of anger.
He tried to hurt me. And I'm like, I'm not going to let you hurt me.
But you rationalize, like, okay, this guy, well, who cares? But there are people I know.
That's why I say, like, if my boss did it,
right.
Somebody who can affect me.
Right.
That's
then I'm like, oh, right.
This is gonna.
But as far as like that guy, some random person, like, I was like, I'm not going to. I can say more things that can make you want to fight me than that word that can make me want to fight you. And it's like it's a weird dichotomy. But up here, there are a lot of things where people there's lots of trigger words.
Yeah, and then you'll get it from other people in the scene where we're not black enough.
Yeah,
we're not.
Oh,
I can tell you why I'm this way because I. Grew up, I moved around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up for the first, you know, maybe
you
12 years. No, just poor black family. Man. I'm biracial and I'm 81. I'm old. I'm 34. I'm older than a lot of people think I am. But I'm in that first huge wave of biracial kids.
Right.
Man.
Right, right. When it was just okay for everyone to be like, oh, just there's starting. That movie coming out soon, too, where they're talking about that white dude with
that's
the black
like
chick.
Barack Obama's mom went through some shit.
Right.
She was way back then. Like, there was so many little brown babies coming in the 80s. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so, but black people, because the way I speak, you know, when I was 13, I moved in with my white cousins.
Right.
So, it's culturally, I've got to see both sides. So, I'm not afraid of white people.
Right.
Meaning, I know white people ain't out to get me. White people are just people.
They're just people.
Just people. That's it.
Because I said, I got relatives, black as the day, racist. Yeah. Racist as hell. And you like, but it's like when you try to explain to people, like, oh, black people can't be racist. Like, yeah, they can.
Dude, oh, man, I laugh
It's just
so
that
bad.
They can't do anything that could. You won't have a black person drag a white person because they're that racist.
You'll have. I've seen them beat them up, though.
Yeah, they will beat you up.
They'll beat shit out of you for being white.
Yo, they will beat you up. They will insult you. They will do anything, but they won't. Like, they won't try to murder you, but they will totally be like, your people suck. You suck, and everything
you smell
about
like
you
wet
sucks.
Dog.
Yeah, you
oh,
smell
Jesus.
Like yeah.
There's like when they say white black people can't be racist. I wish somebody would tell the Cambodians who lived next to me growing up, because my family was brutal. I didn't know gook was a slur. We just called it the gook store, because that's what my family called it.
I just